We have recently started up with how do we and what do we go into the market with to digitally include those people as part of our financial inclusion drive in South Africa, and specifically South Africa. I believe that there's a level of distrust in the developed world technology and construct of how we bank and how we transact and how we go about doing the business versus a cash transaction. So the simplest form in a country is I give you 10 bob, you give me something with 10 bob, I give you change, transaction done, and we all leave. In the digital space, there's blind faith that when I do the tap thing, it's going to get it from some bank account, it's going to end up in my bank account, but I have to part with the goods now. So there's an element of hesitancy and trust, and we have to cross that bridge. And we haven't done a good job as a country and as all the people involved in financial services in the country. We haven't properly bridged that. The government's been in place in 30 years now. They really have not addressed the whole financial inclusion hugely important aspect for me. They've neglected that actually. And I have decided, well, we as a company decided that we have to make a difference. So we really want to make a difference in addressing the financial inclusion portion so that we can include those people as well in part of the digital transactional area. So and I believe if we get the right people, our right people, we get the right products, combine that, then we will get to improve the financial inclusion aspect of what we're striving for in South Africa.